The state of Georgia is preparing for alligator hunting season. An estimated 200,000 live in the state's coastal rivers and swamps, and occasionally in backyards. And that's why this is the final story in our series on Hometown News. Alligators have been protected since the 1969 Endangered Species Act, but now Georgia wants to thin its growing population. And as a first step, state officials randomly chose 180 hunters who can kill one gator each in September. We asked Alligator Program Coordinator Greg Waters to call us from his boat in southeast Georgia.
Right now I'm on the Altamaha River, south of Jessup, Georgia. Spanish moss is draped in most of the trees, and it's quite a calming picture.
And you're in alligator country?
That's correct. I haven't seen any alligators this morning, but if you were to come out here at night, their eyes shine a reflective kind of red. You'd probably see several sets of eyes around this lake right here.
Are you having an alligator season because there are people who would love to hunt alligators, or because there's so many alligators it's a problem?
Both of those reasons. We continue to have complaints every year, 400 to 600 complaints of alligators encroaching in people's habitat, where really the people are moving into alligator country. And alligators are, when they reach 4 to 6 feet in length, oftentimes they're going to try to move around and try to find their own territory. So, lo and behold, somebody goes to their farm pond, they see an alligator. Somebody will walk out their door and an alligator's underneath their car. Maybe it was crossing from one creek to another creek and a car went by on the highway and scared it and it ran up underneath somebody's garage, into their carport, under their house, into their swimming pool.
The alligator is scared.
Right.
Are they easily scared?
They're wary, is what I would say. Wary and generally kind of secretive.
Have alligators ever come into town?
Oh, yeah, especially in the coastal towns like Savannah and Brunswick, where you've got drainage ditches and creeks that run through the towns. Those alligators aren't generally your bigger alligators, say 9 to 10 feet in length. Most of those alligators are your 4 to 7 footers that are doing a lot of that exploring right like that.
Oh, they're only 7 feet long, so why worry?
Yeah, well, you know, when you see the size difference between a 7 footer and a 10 footer, you definitely think, well, that 7 footer isn't that bad.
What's the biggest alligator you've seen?
I've seen a couple that were over 12 that some of our trappers had harvested.
How do you trap an alligator?
There's several different methods. One of them is with just a rod and reel like people would go fishing with. Cast a hook across the alligator and hook it in the skin, which is really tough. And then play the alligator like you would a fish till you get it into the boat where you can put a rope around it. And then there's also where you could have a noose of a rope on a long end of a 12 to 15 foot pole and slip it under the alligator over his head so that it goes down onto his body. You would then, once you tighten the rope around him, you'd fight him and get him into the boat where during the alligator hunting season, then they would go ahead and kill the alligator to harvest the alligator. That's one method they could utilize.
He's still alive when you get him in the boat?
Well, no, he's alive when you get him up to the boat, and then they would shoot him or sever his spinal cord with a hatchet or an axe. Mm. So that he's got a quick death, and then tape up his mouth and put him in the boat. They could sell it to somebody that processes alligators, or they want to skin it and process it themselves. Alligator provides very good meat, and the hide is also valuable, although the price for alligators right now is fairly low.
Granting that there's a little bit of money to be made here, what's the appeal?
It's a different type of hunt. When people go out deer hunting or turkey hunting or quail hunting, there's not a lot of danger, really, except if your tree stand were to fall on you. But with alligator hunting, you've got to actually get close to that alligator. Probably an adrenaline rush for a lot of people. Probably a lot of people have watched Crocodile Hunter, and so they want to go try to catch an alligator themselves.
Is this a fair fight in any way?
I think it is. I think it's a fair fight.
Although people don't normally end up with their mouths taped shut at the end of it.
That's correct. But they may end up with puncture wounds if they're not careful.
Greg Waters is the Alligator Program Coordinator for the Georgia Department of Natural Resources. He's speaking on a cell phone from his boat in the Altamaha River. Mr. Waters, thanks very much.
Thank you. Good day.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. That was Steve Inskeep. I'm Renee Montaigne.